Life after high school, or the big bada boom. This will get a tiny bit dark, but you need to understand that your future is your responsibility only. You are not allowed to hand it to anybody else for any reason. You must begin learning from clear-thinking, non-religious, great beings as soon as possible. It is the only way you can get a view of the world that will help you along. Just listen to their narrated books and let their culture transfer onto you. Become a rebel, but go into the opposite direction. Take the harder ride. Rise to the challenges that humanity faces. And avoid the easier wrong where rebels usually end up, as pretending to get an education can only ever take you right to the start, and often just at a time when you thought you were making headway. Don't let anybody trick you out of your future. You have already somewhat met the men who have sold the world. They are all the hip teachers that tricked you into inventing cramming. This has been going on forever, and it has pretty much destroyed everything. When your back is turned, some of the smartest people you know will chit-chat.
Hey, you know, I don't really feel like an adult. I thought there would be some kind of a line I would cross and then feel all mature and strong, but I still basically feel like a kid.
This is a direct result of the culture of uneducation, of tolerating fake and ineffective education. Sooner than later, not learning for real turns into a culture of fake it until you make it, a kind of a parody of real life where things tend to be simulated and make-believe. This is right at the root of that terrible Vonnegut quote.
True terror is to wake up one morning and realize that your high school class is running the country.
Please, don't count on adults. They'll tearfully legalize drugs and hand you the first sample and watch you destroy your life. And they won't even know what they are doing, because they are just aged kids with fake education. Most people don't know what they have ruined once they cut themselves off from their future, because they will never experience that part of their life. Fake wisdom is such a dangerous territory that you must run in the opposite direction. J. Martin Troost reminds us that
if you hang around the barber shop long enough, sooner or later, you are going to get a haircut.
Many bad ideas are passed around as common knowledge and blindly accepted. Just a handful of them combined will completely cut you off from your future. The only people that you can rely on for your future are the great beings, the dreamers, thinkers, and philosophers that actually made the world better, that stood up to mediocrity and the make-believe grown-ups and false leaders, and just somehow knew to say,
"Listen here, you little shit."
They just arrived at the right culture. They have the culture you need to become a successful human being. If you aim big, try to become a career professional, then know that your schools will price their lowest common denominator lectures to rob you in broad daylight. Those prices are there not because you are an investment in the future, but because those people that you trust with your education and future know exactly with what prices they can get away with, how you are going to calculate them in your mind, and how they can simply rob you of whatever you have. Their plan is to see you as a natural resource that they can strip mine for as long as they can get away with it. Profit maximization. From college loans, car loans, home loans, apartment rents, they'll take so much that they will impact your mind. They will drain you, make you tired and confused and slow. You must not allow this to ever happen. Your school, in order to fight grade inflation, another symptom of fake education, divided your entire class in three and simply graded all your classmates A, B, C. It was all predetermined. No matter what they did, no matter how hard they tried, C's stayed C's, B's stayed B's, and A's quietly sat there without complaining at all. This is all done just to keep the school and the profit machine that it is under the radar. Your teachers didn't care for their legacy. They only cared for the paychecks. Once they retire, they simply give themselves a legacy by saying, "I was a teacher for X decades." And you bet that nobody ever asks what kind of a teacher they were, or even if they won a Best Teacher award, whether or not they tried as hard the next year. Now listen carefully. Because you are not allowed to join in the big fantasy, especially now with nuclear war back on the menu. It only took a few decades for the make-believe grown-ups to tarnish the names and sacrifices of true heroes who did give up everything for you, for the future of humankind. And that is exactly where you have to pick up. Right where the adults of today and yesteryear dropped the ball. You don't get to have stupid frat parties or drink beer or even care for grades. You have to go to the library and begin learning for real. Accept the responsibility for your own future. You have to rediscover the true human intellectual inheritance by tracing the development of greatest non-religious clear thinkers across history, starting with Socrates. And know that not all of them are going to claim to be philosophers or wear a suit even, and some will seem crazy, and in fact, some of the greatest minds did unravel in the end. And most of the philosophers went into hiding as writers. Rand, Vonnegut, Bukowski, even Troost, each hold a piece of the big puzzle, but don't quite claim to be the world-changing philosophers that they really deep down were. You have to lay your hands on thousands of books from thousands of such authors and take to adventure. The great hiking trails, so that you can inhale them in peace. And most importantly, you need the culture of greatness, which you inherit by befriending the authors. Child, without the culture of greatness, nothing will ever work. There will be no sense, no clarity, no backbone to anything. And even you yourself will never have the necessary strength to pick up the pieces and go on. It's all just going to be unintegrated, unexamined, full of false celebrities and manufactured intellectual leaders implanted to have some influence in some large web of lies. Please. Get at all the most powerful narrated books and place their content above whatever your cool and hip teacher is regurgitating this given semester. Do not delay. Your entire future, all the things ahead of you, are dictated by the powerful, authentic, and functional wisdom and knowledge within you. You have to lay your hands on the greatest of books as soon as possible. And even more important than that, you are not meant to be a worker. Oh no. You are meant to grow all the way up and become an intellectual leader. Poverty is a political failure, and facing it head on as it disintegrates you completely is not the right path. The world needs authentic leaders to fix it. The world is not meant to spiral in a tried and true predictable set of old mistakes that turn a reliable profit. You are not meant to be a caged animal in some game. Rise. Rise all the way up until you become a great being. Now is your time. Learn for real and do not delay.